Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gretchen McCracken is here, too. Gretchen's back. I know. You've heard of Gretchen here before. She's co-founder and senior partner with Golden Key Group. Golden Key Group, and she's told us in the past about her business, but I want to get an update because she's got new things going on. It's very exciting to have watched her grow over the last several years since she's been hanging out with us. And every 2 or 3 years, we get an update, and we're going to have one right now. Gretchen McCracken, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here. And we're face-to-face.
We are face-to-face this time,
because
yes.
I'm broadcasting live, folks, from Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston, at the Insperity Invitational. And Gretchen's a part of this group, and she's a customer of Insperity's.
Yep. We've been with Insperity since 2007.
Wow. And I think that was when we first met.
I think it was. And I did that first radio interview remotely.
Yeah.
And 2007 was when we started. We had, I don't know, half a dozen employees.
Yeah.
And now we're topping out. We're just a smidge under 150 right now.
Wow.
So we're moving up the ranks.
I want you to talk about how you got to that, to this level. But first, I want you to remind the audience what you do.
So Golden Key Group does federal human resources and human capital management. And when I say that to a customer, our work is primarily in the government space, federal government mm-hmm. space. And it's important that
Because that's a discipline of its own, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you may know how to put pavement on the road or build a house or whatever. That's a discipline. But doing business with the government is its own discipline.
It is its own discipline, and it is not a game for the faint at heart.
Right.
It's challenging.
Right.
It's very challenging.
No sissies. No.
Yeah. No
working
sissies
for the government.
At this table. It's a challenge to work in that environment, primarily because of all of the rules and regulations mm-hmm. that go along with working for the
government. It's ever changing.
It's ever changing, and of course, you know, you are spending taxpayer dollars,
mm-hmm.
and so you
scrutiny.
Have to
scrutiny, scrutiny.
You have to really pay attention to
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
You could get yourself into a bind, couldn't you?
You could.
If you don't, I mean, you and not even trying to do it right.
Trying to do
just,
it right.
Just through some ignorance or something. Maybe something came out yesterday and you didn't know it.
And you have to stay on top of
you
it.
You could get yourself into a bind.
Yeah. We're very fortunate at this point in our career and within the organization. One of my new senior leaders is actually general counsel for us, and she's on mm-hmm. staff all the time. She sits two doors down from me, and
right.
Nobody comes near my office that she doesn't intercede and ask what
well, you know,
and talk to me about.
See, my audience who don't do business with the government, they feel that way just doing business in general.
Yeah.
When's the next regulation gotcha going to get me?
Yep.
And they're not even dealing with the government directly, so they can imagine what you're going through.
It's complex. It really is complex. So when you think about what we do, if you reduce it down and you say, gee, we're doing federal human resources, providing human resources support.
Right.
It's so codified with its own set of rules
mm-hmm.
that.
Because that's one of the most regulated parts of a regular
is.
Business.
It is.
And now throw
put
in
the government
yeah.
on top of it.
So,
so
that's what
challenge.
You guys do. You provide
federal human resources,
contract workers,
and human capital
mm-hmm.
management. And it's two different areas. One, the human capital area is very strategic in nature, whereas the federal human resources mm-hmm. is operational in nature.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the transactional work that's operational. It's the
like
work.
A, like a guard. That's like a guard at a gate.
Not so much the guard at the gate. It is the people making sure that when a person is brought into the federal government
mm-hmm.
as an employee, that it is done correctly
mm-hmm.
and by the law.
Mm-hmm.
And because the government is not, it's not like a commercial entity where you can just go hire you know, Mike, because you knew Mike, and you know he's a nice guy.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So you're helping the government do a better job with their HR.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, yeah. That's our our sweet spot of work. That's where we work, and we do a lot of it, and we're watching that industry change. It's kind of interesting what's going on right now. It's interesting. At the same time, it's a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's a little bit heartbreaking because we're seeing a dip in the way that the performance is working.
Yeah, I can expand on that a little bit.
So what I mean by that is we've watched for years in this industry. You know, I started the company in 2002, and we've been doing federal human resources ever since. And as we grew and we evolved, we moved from doing just the federal human resources support into the human capital management, which is, again, helping with, you know, the development of strategic plans, workforce plans, succession plans, and how does it align with an agency's view or their strategy, their five-year strategy. And so we've gotten involved in that. And then as a result of that, we've moved into, okay, now let's get into running PMOs, which are running their large programs and making sure that they're fully operational and executable.
But what part is upsetting to you?
So what we've seen is in the federal human resources world in particular, the true talent, the real talent that's been there that came up through the ranks from the 70s and the 80s is now truly rolling out. And
the brain trust is leaving.
The brain trust is finally leaving.
Yeah.
And, you know, people talked about it for years and years.
Institutional knowledge.
And now it's happening, and it's happening in ways.
And those are people, those were not contractors, were they?
No, they were not contractors.
Those were vested, invested.
Federal employees.
Vested and invested, weren't
they? Yeah, these were true federal employees.
They knew where their bodies were buried, so to speak.
Yes, and how the process worked.
Yeah.
And so now
you're bringing in new people.
Now what's happening is the government is struggling to bring in federal human resources
because of the efficiencies,
and so they're struggling to bring people in and keep them.
So even though what I like about you're saying, what I admire about what you're saying is, and I'm not surprised, but this is everything you just described is opportunity for you.
It is,
and yet you're aware enough to be worried about how this conversion is going to turn out.
Well, you know, we're aware of it, and yes, you, as a small business owner or as any business owner, you look for those opportunities, and you know, and we certainly do understand the opportunity here.
But the reason why I brought that up, because I got to go to a break, is that's what makes me happy that you're doing it, because you're not only a pro, you care about how it's happening, and so
do.
I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
And folks, if we could get a lot of other folks up there like Gretchen making these conversions, and maybe we can save this country. 20 after, right back with Gretchen McCracken. Golden Key Group is her company. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.